So I just got back from a trip back to Pennsylvania, where I grew up, to check in on my dad and take care of him. He's not doing great. It was actually kind of a emotionally heavy trip for me, because I knew my dad wasn't doing so hot. But he, just to give you an idea real fast, he's had a stroke in the past, but he seems to have been mostly recovered from that. Now he's having a problem with his eyes. He's starting to go blind. Yeah. I won't get into it. But anyway, though, it was the first time I saw my dad's apartment, though, his new apartment that he's lived in for 4 years. And I got to tell you, it was awesome and hilarious and weird at the same time.
Okay.
He has decided that he is going to start collecting things.
Oh. Okay. That
Don't get excited, Kevin. It's not like Laura Connor cards or like
well, no, of course not. But I mean, like, well, I think having that's what a Kevin collection feels very up your dad's alley.
Yeah. But it's what he's choosing to collect that is so weird. Again, if you want to see any of this stuff, just download the word stuff, STUFF, to 916-909-1065.
You said download the word stuff.
Oh, if you want to see any of this stuff, just text the word stuff, STUFF, to 909-1065. Just to give you an idea of what some of the things are that he has decided, I'm going to start collecting that. Brass pots.
Oh,
found a whole bunch of them.
Kevin goes, oh, okay.
And I saw them and I go,
understand a brass, like, what do you mean?
Like a, almost like a flower pot, I guess, but made of brass, like a little bit bigger than like Genie's lamp. I don't know. Like I walk by and he has them all on a shelf and I go, what's going on with these? And he goes, I don't know. I go, what are you going to use them for? He goes, I don't know. I go, where do you find them? He goes, I don't know, like yard sales and Goodwill, sometimes antique stores. I go, but no plan. There's no plan for these. He goes, no.
What, now, are they things of value? Like, is this a collection that you could antique roadshow and maybe there's
one thing of value. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Plastic water bottles. He removes the label.
Okay.
And then saves the empty plastic water bottle. Oh. Again, you can see pictures of all of this, so you know I'm not making it up.
Just now,
text stuff to 909-1065.
Where are the water bottles? Are they in a cabinet?
They're all on a shelf in his living room. His living room, by the way, also, he has so many plants and everything is uplit because of the plants. Like, he's trying to help the plants. They're like his new babies.
Yeah.
That, like, from a distance, it looks like kind of an awesome room, but it's not. Like, I don't know how to describe
it. When you sent me the pictures, I was like, okay. I don't remember seeing the water bottles, though.
Yeah, they're there. Tech stuff. You can see them. 916-909-1065.
Refill them.
No. No plan. I also found a bunch of empty prescription pill bottles with cigarettes inside.
Smoked cigarettes?
Nope.
Oh.
Fresh cigarettes.
Unused.
Right. Oh, and I go, what's going on with these? And his response also to that was rainy day. I said, I don't know what that means.
But you can't smoke on a rainy day.
You're taking that a little too literally. Another thing, I just found like orange mugs. Like they're not mugs. They're like plastic bins that I guess it almost looks like something a hospital would give you to pee into. But I know that that's not what it is. Almost like a big gulp or something.
Yeah.
Like,
does it have a straw?
No, but it looks like it did. And he has a lot of them. Like, he has a lot of things.
Yeah, this is so odd.
And this was the weirdest one. I found a picture that he has of my kids. Okay. And again, you can see this. Behind it is a flower vase. Can you see what's in this flower vase?
No, I can't. Not from here.
I'm going to zoom in on it. Can you see what it is? It looks like matches.
Oh, it does look like matches.
Maybe razor blades.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's money, cash, that he has folded up into like a little cootie catcher or like a square. And he puts it in there and he goes, guess how much money's in there? I go, I wasn't prepared for carnival games, right. Dad. He goes, just guess. I go, I don't know. Are they dollar bills? He goes, some of them. Some of them are 50s. Some of them are hundreds. And I go, what's going on? What's happening here? So I'm asking you,
well,
two,
did we
what's
ever
going
find
on?
Out how much?
I don't know. No, I have no idea how to count that.
That's not the weirdest one. The weirdest one are the water bottles. And I feel like maybe does he use them to start new plants, maybe?
Maybe.
See, I got to tell you, I'm going to be, this is all I'm going to think about now. I need to know where the orange sippy cups come from, okay? Yeah. I need to know, what are we doing with the plastic water bottles?
Right.
And I would like to see the brass. I feel like we could do something.
Maybe we'll get him on the phone and he can explain what his goals are for some of this stuff at some point.
Nah.
It's more fun to be
mystified
by it.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Again, if you want to see any of this, text in stuff to 916-909-1065. And if you have a theory as to what's going on, please let me know.